the men all got together and built a little bitty old building there. Just to, at that time, they didn't have regular preachers. They'd just be evangelists. They called them evangelists now. I don't know what they call them men, but men would just go around through the country or walking or horseback or in a buggy or something. And if they found a community that wanted them to preach, they'd stop and preach, you know. They'd be evangelists, I guess. And they said they never had name, that little old building. And a man came along and wanted to preach for them. And they're glad to have him, and they all went there that night and was going to have service, night or day one, I'm not sure positive which it was, but anyway, they went there to have the service. And there's one of these little old buildings that had a back door and a front door and a front door steps, and the front door steps is real low, right down to the ground. Yet it's still there. The old house is still there, just like it was when it may have been overhauled a little, and had the pulpit back at the back of the church, front or back or whatever you call it, you go into front, and then the pulpit is back to back where the preacher stood, you know. And he said they never had named the building, and long while the man was preaching, he said there's a little old sandhill possum, one of these little pool possums. He said in the summertime, and that possum crawled in that front door looking for something to eat, I guess, and said he walked right down the aisle, right by all the people, and went right out by the preacher, and went down the back doorstep. And he said that gave him a 90. He said then, after that, they called it possum walk, you know, possum walk through the church. Now that's what they told me that actually happened. Now I don't know whether that happened or not. I wouldn't say, you know, because I don't know. That'll pull my day. But it sounds kind of reasonable, you know.
It does.
And they called it possum walk, and it stayed with that. Now they had a post office here after that, and they didn't call the post office Bath. I mean possum walk. They named it Bath, and it when you'd send a letter, anybody, it'd be Bath, Texas. And it stayed in operation here a long time. I can remember when they had the post office here. It's right down here, close to Jordan Creek, between here and where we used to live, the post office was. Just a family got the post office and had the post office in their house, you know. And one of the girls attended to it, the first one and another attended to it. I think they had to have a special girl. Maybe there was a postmistress, you know. And they had that post office there for years and years. They said, you can go down and get your mail, you know, and had a man that come out of horseback and bring it from Huntsville, somebody go after you or something. At first, I think they'd go up there after you, but then they finally got a regular route out here, a horseback route, and then a buggy route, and then a car route, you know. I saw them all three. I know, we were on the route down there when they had to go at the most of the time with a buggy and a horseback, because I believe it, when we first started getting our mail there in 1920, was trying to carry it in the car, but a lot of time they couldn't, you know. A lot of time they wouldn't. The roads would be so bad, you couldn't get over the road in the car. Man, we used to have prize poles all up and down the road between you and Huff around in Blackland places to prize us out when we bogged down, you know.
What's a prize pole?
It's an old big pole of any kind, an oak pole or a pine pole that you cut down and cut it off about 10 or 15 feet as long as you want it. And when you bog down, have you a chunk or something there, an old rock or something, and you prize up the wheel and stick stuff under the wheel to put your chains on if you had any chains. If you didn't, to put debris under there, you know, to hold up the wheel so you get out.
And you just left them up and down the side
left
of the road?
Left them there, and I mean, it'd make us mad if somebody left them in the mud, too. We wanted them, when they got through using them, to put them outside of the road where they'd dry off, you know, so they wouldn't be muddy all the time. And we had regular prize poles that we'd leave along the road there, and we'd get through with them. We'd lay them outside of the fence there somewhere, if there were a fence. And the next fella come along, and it stuck, he wouldn't have to get out and cut him a prize pole. You know, he'd already have one there cut.
How far apart did you put them?
Oh, we didn't have no regular place. We just wherever them bad mud holes, we'd a lot of time we'd have them. Some of them didn't even have them at all, you know. We didn't go, somebody just get one and he'd just leave it there, you know. When he'd get through, just leave it there. And then the next fella would use it, you know, and the next fella would use it. And so it wasn't no particular system to it, you know. We just use those prize poles to get out, and we just tried to keep a prize pole around those places so we wouldn't have to get and cut one, you know. Have to go out to the woods and cut one. You could usually the woods pretty close where you go cut one, you know, but still you wouldn't have an axe sometimes. But of course, most people did carry axes because then they knew what they'd like to get into, and they'd kind of go prepared for it, you know.